Thanks for being with me. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mewkey. Today we are going to be listening to the track 4th of July by American artist Suf Jan Stevens from his album Carrie and Lowell, which was released in 2015. His name may not be as well known as some, but he released his debut album way back in 1999, so he has been releasing music for some time. Over this period he has released 7 albums, and he certainly doesn't repeat himself. For those who like to follow an artist who tests them, then I urge them to explore the music of Suf Jan Stevens. Each of his albums could be potentially given a label to describe its musical style. This would range from one being electronica, the next folk, the following symphonic, and so on. Stevens is a multi-instrumentalist and plays a huge range of different instruments on each of his records. He augments that with other talented musicians to further enhance the songs. He has a touring band, but over the years has done many solo shows as well. For those who like their rap or hip-hop, Stevens has some respect in those circles. His music has been sampled by a long list of artists, perhaps most notably in the song Hood Politics by Kendrick Lamar. Also, he received an Academy Award nomination in 2018 for Best Original Song for Mystery of Love from the movie Call Me By Your Name. So certainly a credible artist. The album that 4th of July comes from, Carrie and Lowell, is Suf Jan Stevens' 7th studio album. The album title comes from Stevens' personal life, taking the names from his mother Carrie and her second husband Lowell Brams. It received high critical acclaim on its release and was on many best of polls for 2015. There is an interesting synergy in the songs that make up this album. Each track has begun with an ambience that builds into the form of a song, with Stevens' voice and storytelling at its forefront. I feel that this is at its very best on the track 4th of July. This is a moving song. It is melancholy, and its subject matter is mortal, blunt, and to the point, but at no stage is it depressing. I got to see Suf Jan Stevens and his band play live in 2017 when he toured Australia. It was truly an excellent performance. The first half was the full band playing at full volume like a modern-day Pink Floyd. The second was bare and intimate, with mostly acoustic instruments and all players at the front of the stage playing the tracks whilst facing each other in a semicircle. Definitely a very artistic and special show. When the full band played 4th of July, it was tear-inducing. The audience were fully seated, and it seemed without question to be the right way to watch the event. It allowed all your senses to take the experience in. I recommend his live show to anyone who has a chance to see it. So here is the track 4th of July by the American artist Suf Jan Stevens from his 2015 album Carrie and Lowell.
Sorry I left but it was for the best, though it never felt right. My little Versailles. Before I say goodbye, my star in the sky. Such a funny thought to wrap you up in cloth. Do you find it alright, my dragonfly? Shall we look at the moon, my little loon? Why do you cry? Make the most of your life while it is rife, while it is light. Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk. Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.